First John chapter 3. Observe what kind of love the Father has loved us with, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world doesn't know us because it didn't know him. Beloved, we are now the sons of God, and it doesn't yet appear what we'll be, but we know that when he appears, we'll be like him, for we'll see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also violates the law, for sin is the violation of the law. And you know that he was revealed to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever lives in him doesn't sin. Whoever sins hasn't seen him nor known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was revealed, so that he destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God doesn't commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he can't sin because he's born of God. In this the children of God are made clear, and the children of the devil. Whoever doesn't do righteousness is not of God, nor he that doesn't love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love each other. Not like Cain, who was of that wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we've passed from death to life because we love the brothers. He that doesn't love his brother remains in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life living in him. By this we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and won't show compassion on him, how does the love of God live in him? My little children, let's not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart doesn't condemn us, then we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love each other like he commanded us to do. And he that keeps his commandments lives in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he lives in us by the Spirit that he has given us.